I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Live from the Investors Bank Studio, Boomer Esiason, Greg Giannotti, Boomer and Gio on the Fan, and simulcast across the country on CBS Sports Network. Boomer's checking me out right now. He's taking it all in, the new look that I decided to show up with today. As Al calls it, the mustache. We're going to have legalized sports gambling in New Jersey finally on Thursday as Phil Murphy signed that into law. So that's finally going to happen. No baseball last night, still some NBA chatter. Good morning, Boomer. How are you?
Yeah, I'm doing all right, Gio. That is going to be a hard look at you today. It is. I mean, I feel, I don't know how to explain what you look like. I mean, you know, I'm thinking about Corey Pavin winning the U.S. Open a few years back.
That was part of my inspiration.
Really?
I'm telling you, I saw a bunch of pictures of him because of Shinnecock and returning the U.S. Open. And I said, you know what, that is a look I'm going to try out. That's a look I'm going to try out.
Yeah, so here it is. Have you ever not had facial hair?
Yeah. That was a long stretch of my life where I didn't have facial
hair. When you ran naked from the apartment to the deli, did you have facial hair?
I think I probably did at that point, yes.
Yeah. I will say, though, that I don't know. Does he look younger, guys? I can't tell.
No, he looks seedier.
Seedier, yes. I don't want to see you standing on a street corner just like hanging out and, you know. Yeah, like I get that.
He's
yes.
selling me a used car.
Sure.
Or, you know, running the, X video section of the video store.
Mm-hmm.
Something like that.
Yes, I could see that. I definitely, it's going to take a while to get used to it. I just can't.
Well, what? I mean,
I just can't.
It's going to grow on you, man.
No. You either have to have a full beard and mustache or nothing, because I can't look at this.
I don't really know, man. It started to grow on me last night when I was looking at it in the mirror. I was saying, I was starting to get into it a little
really?
Bit.
Really? You think you look good with the mustache?
Well, I think I don't know about good,
You feel like you look thinner?
No. Actually, I don't think. I think the opposite. It's just, I don't know, something about it. Just a look change. And my wife was laughing her ass off at me when I showed it to her, and that's when I knew it was going to work. I mean, she was just laughing.
She was laughing. So
she was just constantly laughing.
You did it for the comedic release in the house.
I mean, that was a bonus. I mean, I did it because I felt like I needed a look change is why
right.
I did it. You know, sometimes I can't have the same stuff going on for too long. Sometimes I need to do something, whether it's a haircut or a new shirt or some facial hair, whatever it is.
Right.
So last night was just that night.
And I think Seth Lugo the other night has a mustache.
Oh, yeah. Does he go full? No.
I think he has a mustache as well. Yeah.
No.
I think he had a little stubble, but I think it's definitely more mustache than stubble.
Yeah. So we'll see if this is a one-day thing or not. I mean, there's some people that have a very, very visceral reaction to it, and there's others that have no sort of reaction to it. So I think I think I can get away with it for a couple of days.
I'm here with you every day, man. I'm going to have a reaction to it. You know that.
I'll come
up with something.
You know,
I know you sent a text out, a group text last night, and Al said go for it. Jerry seemed to be all into it. And I was just like, I don't know. You know, it's not like something that I'm thinking about. But now that I'm here this morning, I probably should have commented along the lines of, like, don't do it.
Well, why? You know, I mean, does it make you feel weird
or something?
It
makes me feel uncomfortable for some reason. I think it goes back to the way that Eddie has taken on this whole thing.
Yeah, no, I know. I feel like I'm up to no good. We have talked about this before. Just the lone mustache makes people think that you're up to something no good.
Porn stars.
Yeah.
The mustache.
Porn stars.
Bushy mustache.
I feel like I could be one of Pablo Escobar's associates.
Yes, exactly.
Too, yeah?
That's who you look like. Yeah. You look like whoever the actor that is playing Pablo Escobar
in Narcos.
Narcos. That's who you look like. That's exactly who you look like.
Buenos dias, Boomer.
Right.
Todos los dias, coqueña.
I could stab someone with that.
I can see how you would. So anyway, I mean, like, at the end of the day, right, here we are.
Yeah.
You know, there's no game last night and everything else, so everybody has to look for news.
Yeah.
It seems like the news now is
it's Greg's mistake.
Right. No.
I know. It really is.
It seems like the news now, especially for the Yankees, is this left-hander out there in San Diego. You know, San Diego's actually playing pretty well.
Yeah, well, Joel Sherman wrote this article about bringing in Brad Hand if you can't get that top-level starter, because then you can go dominant bullpen and sort
of
mix and match.
But they did that last year. So, and here's the thing, though.
Sort of like the Indians, too.
Right, and it's the one thing that the Astros desperately need. The Yankees desperately need a starting pitcher. The Astros probably need two, maybe even three relievers to fortify that bullpen.
Well, yes, yeah, three would be a lot. Yeah,
it would, but I feel like they totally want to make over the whole thing. I think that they realize after they get done with the Yankees twice this year, the Yankees struggled against their starting pitching. It was the bullpen they just absolutely massacred.
Yeah, right. And that would be another part of going out and getting that top-level reliever, is stealing that pitcher from the Houston Astros, sort of like the Astros did to the Yankees with Verlander and Cole. It would be the opposite of that. Now we're going to block you, and hopefully we get into that bullpen that we've seen the Yankees handle, at least so far in a regular season. So it's definitely an interesting proposition to think about, because who knows if there's going to be that game-changing starter that is available at the trade deadline. You don't know. Now, I think Brian Cashman is definitely going to add somebody, especially after the Tanaka injury and losing Montgomery for the year. You have to. But is that guy going to be that difference maker, or do you have to look elsewhere to find him?
I'm going to tell you, I started this a month ago, and I'm going to continue to harp on it. This is when the Mets have got to sit down, and they've got to really decide what their future is going to be. And, you know, what is it going to look like? Because you definitely have trading chips that when you put it out there, and even, you know, there was a report last week, who knows if these reports are so true, but, you know, on the heels of the Jose Reyes needs to have a retirement press conference, you know, right prior to that was that the Mets would listen to trade offers if they were out of it for both Syndergaard and DeGrom. And again, as a Met fan, I just want to preface this by saying, this is about the future. This is not about this year. This is not about, whether or not this team is going to get back into it somehow. Is it going to be some sort of miracle turnaround or any of that stuff? This is about the solvency, I think, of the players on the field for the future, you know, and having something to look forward to. And you have very, very, I would think, attractive chips. And you got to put them out there for auction just to see what is available for you. And I think that they will do that. And I think that's just smart business. And it certainly is something that is required from a long-term perspective of where the hell the Mets are going to be 5 years from now.
Yeah, and I really don't think that their mentality is where our mentality is, unfortunately. Not like I want to see the Mets totally tear it down, but in the situation that they're in as far as rebuilding the farm system, it's the best way to go. I think I'd like to keep DeGrom and maybe put Syndergaard out there and see what the return would be. I don't want to trade both of them. I certainly don't want to part with DeGrom, but you got to make sure you sign him to a long-term deal that isn't just so player-friendly, too. That'd be the other thing I would do. You either trade him or you sign him to a deal right now, as opposed to him finishing this year, maybe winning a Cy Young, and then all of a sudden he doesn't want to sign a deal until he hits unrestricted free agency.
Still 2 years from now.
Still, though.
You know, I think the point being is that you want to send a message. You want to say this is your guy. I just feel like, you know, as soon as they sign him to a long-term contract, he's going to go on the DL. I mean, that's the other thing. The fragile nature of these pitchers and what goes on in Major League Baseball and how they come and they go. And they, you know, 1 minute it seems like, you know, there's like 10 guys that are like all at the top, you know, of the food chain. And then they're about, seven, then there's six, then there's five, then there's four, because they're all getting injured. That's the other thing. The fragile nature of what is happening to pitchers in Major League Baseball, for me, makes me even think more that maybe now is the time to trade a guy when he's at the top of his game and he becomes the most attractive. And let's face it, you have You have Boston's got millions invested. You have the Yankees that has millions invested. Seattle has millions of dollars invested. I mean, I'm just talking about the American League teams right now.
Yeah.
I mean, you have so many teams out there that have so much riding on what they have put, what they have paid out, that, you know, you talk about an insurance policy and you talk about a guy that comes with 2 years of arbitration, you know, control left. I mean, that is a pretty significant player who could, I mean, just return you such a big return on investment. I you have to consider it.
The Mets need to figure out a way to have some young everyday position players that pan out. I mean, the entirety of their organizational history is littered with a bunch of guys who have not panned out in that regard. You think about the best position players the Mets have ever had, and a lot of them come from other organizations, whether it's Mike Piazza or Keith Hernandez or Gary Carter. I mean, you think about this, Yoenis Cespedes even. I mean, I know that he's been a mess, but still, he did take him to the World Series, and he still has been one of the best offensive players, at least in that stretch that the Mets have had.
You'd say guys like Johan Santana.
Well, Santana, yes. But, I mean, they have had pitchers that they've had homegrown. But the position players, and you look at the crop now, Michael Conforto totally lost. Ahmed Rosario was at one point the number one prospect in all of baseball and now looks like an okay player at the bottom of a lineup. Dom Smith, they're just giving him another shot. I mean, if you look at what he was doing in Las Vegas, it was basically nothing. And they're just calling him up to give him another shot to see what he's got. And moving Adrian Gonzalez out of there and giving him an opportunity that hopefully he doesn't waste this time. So, I mean, if the Mets are going to turn, how did the Yankees turn it around? Young position players.
Also trades.
Yes, but really big they trades. Got young position players huge, one way or another.
Huge trades. You know, Brian Cashman figured it out after getting swept in Tampa a couple years ago that it was over. And they were lucky because they caught lightning in a bottle with Gary Sanchez. And Gary Sanchez came up at the end of that year and hit a bunch of home runs and got everybody all excited about what his future prospects were going to be and kept them in games, by the way.
Yeah.
And even though that they got rid of Miller and even though they got rid of Chapman, they still were an interesting story because of Gary Sanchez. And then when you think about the return in investment on those two players and then bringing Chapman back, I mean, that's pretty heady stuff. And that's why, you know, Brian Cashman is going to definitely, I mean, he is definitely going to do something here because he's got too much invested, you know, in this year. You know, you have a new manager, don't forget that, who's actually doing pretty well right now. You have young, aggressive players. You've added Giancarlo Stanton. You know all the story. Everybody knows all the storylines. Now you think about what he has done to this team and how he has reformulated it, I should say. And then you say to yourself, you know what? That's pressure. He changed managers, and he brought in Giancarlo Stanton. That's not for winning next year. That's for winning this year.
Oh, of course. And the next couple of years.
He lost out on Garrett Cole, and he lost out on Verlander.
Well, yeah, and I wouldn't even say lost out. I mean, I think that there were a lot of these guys we're talking about now that could have been in deals for those guys that they did not want to part with.
The Pirates made some key trades. Now, the question is, will those key trades turn out, for the Pirates to be, you know, what I would like to see the Mets do?
Yeah, I mean, but that's a team. See, this is why Mets fans are livid with ownership.
The Pirates
and the Mets should not be in the same conversation when it comes to building an organization. They shouldn't be. Because Bob Nutting, who owns the Pirates, is one of the cheapest guys in the world. And for them to be in that same conversation in market 25 versus market 1 is just not the way it should be.
Yeah, the only reason I'm saying they're in the same conversation is because of who they traded. Not because of the money that they're spending, because the Mets have spent almost $160 million on this team.
Yeah.
And they had $90 million residing on the DL for the longest time. So I understand that a lot of it has to do with injuries, but I also understand that those injuries happen because these guys are older.
Yeah, I mean, that number's inflated, though, by the David Wright contract that they're getting money back on insurance.
All right, it's $60 million on $70 million. Yeah. On the DL. That's not inflated. That's real.
Yeah, but also the payroll is also inflated, you know, when you talk about
David Wright.
Because of the David Wright contract. Yeah. So, I mean, it's not like every bit of that is they've gone out there and spent. And you got to remember, too, I mean, there are, if you just look at the offseason they had, yeah, they spent a little money, but they spent it on guys that they were able to bring in cheap because the market was the way it was, and nobody was spending money.
Is that their fault?
No, nobody was spending, but nobody was spending money on older players. Nobody, except the Mets. The Mets went out there and spent money on Jay Bruce and Todd Frazier and Jason Vargas and Anthony Swarzak.
And yeah, when you look at their numbers and what they got, you say to yourself, well, you know, that those were reasonable numbers. And, you know, unfortunately, Jay Bruce, who just blistered himself yesterday, you know, talking about his level of performance and everything else, is not living up to the contract. And the contract that he signed was not what he thought he was going to get.
Yeah, right. Of course. A lot of people were like that, in the same boat. Neil Walker, he talked about, I mean, Todd Frazier, even all these guys. And then eventually they just signed what they could sign that was more than a one-year deal. So you're going to place a bet on Thursday? Go through that Holland Tunnel and get that done? Because it's finally going to happen. I'm not. If I was in New Jersey, I probably would. I probably would find a way to go and do it on the first day.
Well, the question is, you know, who's going to be open for business? Now, Monmouth Park will be open for business,
yes,
it sounds like.
Right.
I don't know who else will be open for business.
Doesn't look like anybody on Thursday.
Right.
Just
which is really even more amazing to me.
Yeah.
It's just amazing to me.
I guess people, so Monmouth Park took the leap and then they built the sports book in that area.
Good for them.
Right. And said, we think this is going to happen and we want to have a jump on it. And then we know that the Atlantic City casinos have been in some financial problems, so maybe they were thinking, why are we going to sink all this money into something we don't know what the timetable is on it. I think Borgata is going to transfer some of their horse betting windows into sports betting windows and then expand that as time goes on. But there are not a lot of places that are ready. There's no places that are ready outside of Monmouth Park to really have the full-scale sports betting starting a day after tomorrow.
It's kind of amazing to me. I mean, yeah. Delaware was up and running. I know they were doing parlay. I know that. But I'm just saying they were ready to rock and roll, and they came right out of the chute. As soon as the Supreme Court basically sided with the state of New Jersey, boom, they were ready to go. And now New Jersey is like sitting here going like, what?
Yeah. You know what I would do on Thursday? I would make a play on the World Cup on Thursday. That's what I would do. Because
the World Cup starts on Thursday, doesn't
right.
it?
Right. Because I do, yeah, I would do it then because there's no United States in the World Cup, which is a disgrace. So I like to get into it once every 4 years. I think it's a really exciting event. So now I need a rooting interest. That's the perfect thing to do it. Now I can do it legally. That's what I would do if I was in New Jersey.
Can you make a bet on the U.S. Open?
Sure, of course you could.
So go over there and make a bet on the U.S. Open.
Well, I could do that too. But I'm sort of interested in the U.S. Open as it is because it's on Long Island out in Southampton, Shinnecock.
Yeah, I also saw yesterday on Twitter somehow that you got a helicopter flight available to you now.
Oh, that was I think that was for us, yes.
Yes.
I think that was for
both us.
Oh, yeah, it was for us. It was offering it to us, yeah. Well, I don't know if it was offering. It was just like, hey, if you pay us, we can fly out there.
Oh, I see, okay.
You know, I don't think it was like a free
thing. On the arm?
No, not on the arm. It wasn't on the arm. No, okay. Unfortunately. Unless they want to amend their offer.
The guys with mustaches like that, they get stuff on the arm.
I was thinking, like, how are people going to react to me in public now? Like, are they going to be more friendly? Are they going to be more aware? Are they going to be scared of this? Like, I'm not
make sure they know where their wallet is.
I don't know. I just look at you and I have an uncomfortable feeling that it comes over me.
I mean,
and I'm going to have to get over that. I mean, the first 17 minutes of this program, I've just been staring at you. I'm like, I'm trying to figure out, and I think it is. I think it's a very strong similarity, you know, to El Chapo. That's all I can say. All right.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.